It's time for Marathon High School Sports on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Marathon High School Sports is brought to you by Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, the Dirks Group, Rickner's of Little Chicago, Fisher Transportation, Four Seasons Screen Printing, County Materials, Twin Forest Products, the Marathon Athletic Club, Marathon Cheese, the Marathon City Sports Center, Marathon Family Dentistry, Marathon Park City, Mark's Chiropractic, the People's State Bank, Subway of Marathon, Picks and Pieces Photo Management, and Underwood Construction. It's time now for Marathon High School Sports on your home for the Red Raiders, Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Marathon High School Boys Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, the Red Raiders look to improve their perfect start to the regular season. 9-0 Marathon taking on 4-3 Colby. From the Marathon High School gym, I'm Chad Holmes. Well, the Red Raiders come in following a very good trip. They were part of the Wisconsin Basketball Yearbook Shootout at Concordia University last Wednesday and Thursday, and the Red Raiders earned a couple of very good wins. On Wednesday, knocking off Kettle Moraine Lutheran 82-71, and then in a tight one on Thursday, staying perfect with a 57-54 win over the Prairie School. We'll talk about those games and what it accomplished for Marathon with head coach Ryan Jacobson coming up in just a few moments. Meantime, the Colby Hornets, it's a team that has not played a close game this season. In fact, the closest game Colby has played is 14 points. They have an overall record of 4 wins and 3 losses. They are a perfect 4-0 atop the Cloverbelt Conference East Division. Their losses this season came to Marathon's Marrowood Conference South Division rival Auburndale in the season opener 60-44. Colby also fell to Stanley Boyd 74-59 and lost to Wausau East 101-61. The wins all in double figures, all by at least 14 points, came at Loyal versus Gilman versus Spencer, and their last game Thursday, December the 21st, a 76-33 win at Greenwood. A year ago, Colby handed Marathon a loss over in Colby. It's a much different Colby squad this season, but it's been a solid basketball program. We're going to take a break and then come back and hear the pregame comments of the head coach of the Marathon Red Raiders. We'll be talking to Adam Jacobson next. It's Marathon taking on Colby High School Boys Basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
For the past 75 years, County Materials has manufactured concrete construction and landscape products that are used to build the communities where Americans live, work, and play. It's a tough but rewarding job, and we rely on our team of nearly 2,000 hardworking people to get it done. County Materials is growing and looking for motivated, career-driven people to join our team. We offer on-the-job training, certification opportunities, and competitive pay and benefits. County Materials proudly welcomes those who serve. Join the team of an industry leader. Visit workatcounty.com to apply.
Marathon Industrial Finishing is a proud supporter of Marathon High School Sports. Marathon Industrial Finishing is a state-of-the-art facility for abrasive blasting and painting. Our paint booths are equipped with heated cure cycles, greatly reducing cure times for those jobs that need to be completed quickly. We offer industrial and high-performance coatings to local fabricators, companies, and businesses throughout central Wisconsin. Check us out online at mifinishing.com. Marathon Industrial Finishing, a proud supporter of Marathon High School Sports.
When it's time to remodel your home, it's time to call Underwood Construction. Underwood Construction specializes in roofing, siding, decks, garages, and tile installation. Kevin and Craig Underwood bring 15 years of experience to your project and are fully insured. Serving all of North Central Wisconsin's construction and remodeling needs, call Craig Underwood for a free estimate at 715-573-5754. Underwood Construction is a proud supporter of Marathon High School Sports.
At People's State Bank, they always see the potential in helping communities throughout North Central Wisconsin. People's is a community bank that's proud of its legacy, but keeping an eye on the future, staffed with friends and neighbors ready to listen to you and find the best financial solution to help you see your potential. Visit your local People's State Bank location or bankpeoples.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marathon High School boys basketball continues on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, it's a non-conference matchup as the Red Raiders take on the Colby Hornets from the Marathon High School gym. I'm Chad Holmes, joined by head coach Adam Jacobson. And coach, last week it sounded like just a fantastic experience to be able to go the holiday time to a very well-respected tournament, the Wisconsin Basketball Yearbook Tournament at Concordia, get a chance to play a couple of good basketball teams and just soak it in, and then to be able to win. And that's always a great thing as well. I mean, it sounds like it was a perfect way to spend between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, it was excellent. I think we told the guys that after the second game, you know, you couldn't draw up in a lab anything better than what we were able to go through. Two different style of play, one faster, one up and down. That game was in the 80s and 70s, and then a knockdown, drag out, kind of a brawl with the Prairie School and having to win in the half court. And it was a wonderful experience. You go down there with the team and staying in the hotel for the couple days. We practiced at UWMC to get used to the college court, and then we went down. So just the whole experience of having to compete and through it all, and hopefully that's an experience that helps us down the road in February and March.
And also to play 36 minutes, it's a wonderful aspect to be able to go deep in your bench and know you have games in hand, but especially the second game, a three-point game, to have to dig, to be able to build that endurance a little bit, both not just physically but mentally, to be able to execute coming down the stretch. I imagine that's big, isn't it, this time of year?
Absolutely. We even said that a couple times in both second halves. We wanted this, regardless of what the score, we wanted this. We wanted that physicality. We wanted that speed of the game. We wanted that full 36 minutes throughout, and we had to execute. And I think someone said that, and I thought one of the highlights of it was we played our best when we needed to. You know, we got down 8, I think, in the second half. The Prairie School came back. Kettle Moraine Lutheran hit us in the mouth, cut it to 4 a couple times, and we extended it. So when we needed to rise to the occasion, for the most part, we did, and that's a really nice sign for our team.
What else did you learn? Because, again, you'll learn a lot when you do get hit in the mouth, when you have moments where it's a bit of a struggle. Did you find out anything that maybe you didn't know?
I thought we handled the physicality well. I thought that was good because, it was physical both ends of the floor, which is great. And I thought we rebounded well. I thought we communicated well when we needed to. You always talk communication. I really thought we did. I thought we learned. We'd call things out. We wanted to execute things, and we did. So those were good things that you don't really know. You try to replicate in practice, but you don't know until you're thrown into the fire of it. And I thought we responded well to that. But, some of the things we still need to shoot it consistently. We still need to take care of the ball better. And we got to continue over through it all to continue to develop depth for the long haul of the season.
Tonight, the start of the 2024 portion of the schedule, and I was looking at it, and it's pretty consistent the rest of the way. You play a lot of basketball the rest of the way. It's the way you set it up. It's the way that everybody probably, as you said, they want to get out there and play some games, and obviously that's going to be the case. As we start off this portion of the season, is this a natural demarcation maybe where you have segments of the season where, okay, we got the early portion of the season, we had the early conference, and we had this tournament. Is this maybe the start of another segment of the season, maybe that pre-big push? I think there's always a big push at the end, maybe the pre-big push of the season.
Yeah, and, the nice thing about it is we got really good competition over the next few weeks. It starts with Colby tonight, then you got Prentice, who's up there in the north, and then it's your Auburndale, your Edgar, your Mosinee. So that's, it's pretty well set, other than, I think, one break in there, about two games a week the rest of the way. And, it gets you into – you know, we had school again today. So now you get into some consistency. And I think that's probably, you're talking, what are you looking for now going forward is the big word of consistency, which is a difficult thing in high school athletics. But can we, you know, you're going to have some bumps in the road, some ups and downs, but the valleys are small and, you know, you're inching better and better and better through January, because you're either getting better or you're getting worse. And as you're into January, we have to find a way to get better.
Colby, it's interesting that their closest game is 14 points. I was looking at that. It's like, holy cow. It's like they won big, they lost big. What do you know about them?
You know, Strebler's a great player. You know, he's 20 a game. And then Lopez, you know, what sticks out in my head right now is they swept us last year at their place. You know, we lost on the buzzer beater, and their JVs were undefeated. So I know they lost, seven or eight of their top nine, but they had a really good JV team. They're athletic. They get up and down. You know, so we're going to have to handle the dribble. We're going to have to hold them to one shot. And we're going to have to figure out what they're in. They like to play multiple defenses, 2-3, 1-3-1, full court, half court man. So communication's going to be key. Execution's going to be key. And I'm looking forward to seeing what that's going to look like tonight.
Good tonight.
Thank you.
Coach of the Red Raiders, Adam Jacobson, will come back at the starting lineups and the opening tip. Marathon Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons screen printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons screen printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons screen printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number fourseasonsprint@gmail.com. At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
Twin Forest Products of Marathon is a full-service forestry company specializing in the careful, selective harvest of timber for private landowners, businesses, and governmental agencies. Twin brothers John and Jeff Lawrence work hard to uphold positive relationships with their customers, integrity of the logging profession, and safety in their operations. For more information and timber appraisals, call Twin Forest Products in Marathon at 715-443-2700 or go online at twinforestproducts.com. Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
And Chad Holmes back again from Marathon High School as we are nearly set for basketball. Starting lineups for the Red Raiders, Cooper Huxabaugh with Drew Wolfel, Andrew Glennon, Tyler Underwood, and Grant Warren. For Colby, Miguel Morillon, Jackson Polivka, Adrian Lopez, Joseph Streffler, and Tucker Hayes. Colby in the road dark green with the white numerals. Marathon in their traditional home white with the red numerals and the black trim. Marathon will go from left to right in front of my broadcast position in the first half of play. Glad you could join us tonight here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 1230. And the tip, double touched. We'll do it again. Little missed time on the leap. This time controlled by Grant Warren and Marathon. Raiders, left wing side, Underwood, 22 feet from the basket. Underwood dribbles once, hands it off. With it is Cooper Huxabaugh. Huxabaugh back on the left-hand side, Andrew Glennon. Glennon deep left corner, Grant Warren. Back out, left wing side, Huxabaugh, 30 feet from the basket. Moves it right wing side to Drew Wolfel. Wolfel quickly left-hand side, Glennon. Glennon looking inside, tip, a grab by Underwood. Underwood looks baseline, stops. Kicks it left wing side, Glennon. Out top, Huxabaugh. Right wing side to Warren. Warren into the right corner, Wolfel. Patience in the half court here for the Red Raiders. Zone defense for Colby. With it out top is Huxabaugh. Right wing side, Wolfel. Wolfel, 21 feet from the basket. Skip pass, left wing side to Glennon. Glennon quickly back out top, Huxabaugh. Huxabaugh to the right elbow. Now right wing side, Drew Wolfel. Back on the left wing side, Tyler Underwood. 55 seconds off the clock on this possession. Left wing side, with it is Glennon. Deep left corner. Three-pointer for Grant Warren. Hit the side of the backboard. Rebounds grabbed by Wolfel. Wolfel Holt banks it up, no good. Fight for the rebound, this time controlled by Colby and Joseph Streveler. More than a minute off the clock on that possession. Empty for Marathon. Left wing, three-pointer for Lopez. Rolls off, no good. Fight for the rebound, grabbed underneath, laid up and in by Tucker Hayes. 6'7", sophomore Tucker Hayes gets the offensive board and the putback. 2-0 lead for the Colby Hornets. Lob inside, taken by Warren. Warren gets doubled, skips it, right wing side, Huxabaugh. Huxabaugh up for a three, came up short, no good. One and done for the Raiders. Jackson Polivka will grab that rebound for Colby. Polivka moves it left-hand side. Adrian Lopez back to Polivka. Polivka, right wing side, taken there by Joseph Streveler. Now left wing, with it is Polivka. Polivka looking inside Streveler. Streveler to the basket, left-handed layup is good. 4-0 lead, 2 minutes into the game. Colby up, right wing side, Tyler Underwood. Underwood, left wing side, Glennon. Now down low, left-hand side, Warren. Kicks it back off to Glennon. Glennon, left corner, Grant Warren. Warren looks down low, good pass. Underwood, right block, up with the left-hander. No good from 3 feet away. Rebound is grabbed by Joseph Streveler for Colby. Back up court, now come the Hornets. Between the legs dribble, Streveler into the lane, moves it left corner. Three-pointer for Adrian Lopez is good. What a start here for Colby. 7-0 lead, 15:25 to go, first half. Glennon, left wing side, 25 feet from the basket. Now rotated, right-hand side, Cooper Huxabaugh. Huxabaugh back on the left, Tyler Underwood. Underwood gives it to Glennon, left wing side. Glennon, 23 feet from the basket. Glennon holds it, now dribbles. And now a whistle and a timeout called by Marathon. Timeout brought to you by Marathon Park City. Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street, Marathon City. 15:07 to go in the first half. 7-0 lead for Colby. Back in 30 seconds here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Marathon City Sports Center is open for carryout orders. All of their delicious menu items are available, including their fresh homemade pizzas, burgers, sandwiches, and, of course, fish fries. Call in your order to Marathon City Sports Center at 715-443-2522 on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 4 till 8, Thursdays through Sundays from 11 till 8. Everyone at Marathon City Sports Center at the top of the hill in Marathon hopes you and family stay safe and healthy.
Red hot start for the Colby Hornets. Ice cold start for the Marathon Red Raiders. 15:07 to go first half. 7-0 lead as his zone defense working very effectively early for Colby. Tyler Underwood now penetrates. Close to the basket. Banker is no good. Rebound Warren lays it up and in. Grant Warren, using his 6-foot 10-inch frame, able to get the offensive board, get the Raiders on the board, 7-2 Colby. Warren enters, averaging 21.4 points, 12.3 rebounds per game. Left wing side, with it is Lopez, up for another three, rattles out, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Warren. Back up court, Cooper Huxema. Right wing side, Drew Wolfel. Wolfel back to Huxema, moves it left to Glennon. Glennon further left, Tyler Underwood. Underwood to Glennon, left wing. Deep left corner, Warren. Warren on the wing to Glennon. Gets it out top, Underwood. Underwood, 25 feet from the basket, right wing side, Huxema. Huxema back between the circles, Wolfel. Wolfel fakes right, passes left to Glennon. Glennon, baseline move, goes to the basket, lays it up, no good. Fight for the board, and a foul coming up in that battle between the 6'7" Tucker Hayes and the 6'10" Grant Warren, and the foul will be called on Colby. Hayes called for his first. Left wing side, Glennon. Glennon gets it out top. Wolfel now to the right wing side, Huxema. Now in the left wing, Glennon fakes the three, penetrates. Drops it down low, Underwood, left block. Underwood dribbles it back out. Back to Glennon, left wing, 24 feet from the basket. Between the circles, Cooper Huxema back on the left wing side, Andrew Glennon. Glennon to Huxema, long three-pointer. Rolls off the front iron, no good. Rebound, Wolfel. Wolfel dribble back to the right-hand side. Wolfel inside to Underwood. Underwood works his way back to the right wing. Between the circles, Huxema, left wing side, Glennon. Glennon skips it, throws it away. Picked off, Jackson Polifka. Polifka down the lane to the basket, lays it up, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Underwood. Break for the Raiders. Turnover transition, but no basket for Colby. Left corner, Warren goes baseline, moves it right corner, Glennon. Back to Underwood. Underwood penetrates, floater from 7, rolls off short, no good. Rebound tipped, grabbed by Glennon. Glennon into the lane, he'll be bumped, he'll be fouled. Adrian Lopez called for his first. Team foul number 2 on Colby. 13:09 to go, first half, 7-2. Colby with the lead. Landon Snyder comes in for the Red Raiders, replacing Andrew Glennon. Left corner. Good pass inside, laid up and in. Nice feed for Warren to the cutting Tyler Underwood. Marathon is a bit shorthanded tonight. True Thurs, outstanding sophomore for the Raiders, not in the lineup. He is injured. So Marathon playing without one of their top performers. 7-4 Colby, 12:47 to go in the first half. Now looking to penetrate. Kicked in the left corner. Three-pointer is good again from Adrian Lopez. Second triple for Lopez. Good penetration by Streveler to get the open look. 10-4, back to a 6-point lead for Colby. 12.5 minutes to go, first half. Underwood into the lane, stripped of the basketball. Picked up underneath by Jackson Polifka, and Polifka will bring it up court now for the Hornets. Gets it out top, moves it right wing side, Miguel Marion. Now left-hand side, right-hand side, taken there by Hayes. Now on the wing with it is Hayes. Hayes gets it out top. Marillion into the lane. Little ball fake, takes an extra step and is called for traveling. Turnover on Colby, gives it back to Marathon. 12:03 to go, first half. 10-4 lead for the Hornets. Tyler Underwood will bring it over the timeline for Marathon. Underwood, right wing side, taken there by Drew Wolfel. Wolfel between the circles, Huxema. Left wing side, Underwood. Underwood skips it, right-hand side to Grant Warren. Back out top, Huxema. Huxema dribbles, Good pass inside. Turn. Seven-footer is good from Drew Wolfel. Good interior pass that time. Little bit of a seam in the lane for Wolfel. Hits the intermediate J. His first points. Makes it 10-6. And a walk. It's stopping his dribble about 30 feet from the basket was Jackson Polipka. Takes an extra step. Travel is the call. And the ball back to Marathon. 11.5 minutes to go, first half. Right hand side, and nearly stolen, but a foul. Polipka runs through Landon Snyder. Polipka. Number one on Jackson Polipka, number three on the Hornets. Inbounded. Tyler Underwood, right wing side, Huxema. Huxema holds it. Still holds it. Now inside Warren. Warren under the basket. Warren gets doubled. Forces up the shot and banks it up and in. Good strength. Good touch by Grant Warren. Now a two-point game. 10-8. 11:08 to go in the first half. With it out top, Streveler. Streveler near the top of the key. Now pulls up from 13. Hits it. Joseph Streveler, his second basket. Streveler, 19 points per game, leading the way for Colby. Right-hand side, Snyder. Snyder. On the wing, Warren moves it left wing side, Huxema. Huxema throws it away. Picked up by Streveler. Streveler, a pass ahead. With it is Lopez, and Lopez will be fouled as he heads to the basket. It was in the act of shooting, so free throws coming up for Colby. Wolfel called for his first team foul, number one on the Red Raiders. 5'11 senior, Adrian Lopez, averaging 12.3 points per game, will head to the stripe. Hits the first free throw, his seventh point of the game already. Substitutions for the Marathon Red Raiders. Coming in will be Andrew Glendon and Cody Ratke. Sitting down will be Grant Warren and also Drew Wolfel. Second free throw for Lopez is good. 8 early points for Lopez. 14-8 Colby, 10:45 to go first half. Colby 4-3, 4-0 in the Clover Belt East. Marathon 9-0 overall, 5-0 in the Merrillwood South. Left wing side Glennon, left open for a three, hits it. Andrew Glennon from the left wing side, left wide open, nothing but net. Cuts the deficit in half, 14-11, 10:25 to go in the first half. Pass nearly stolen by Snyder, but grabbed by Polipka. Polipka, right wing, gets it out top to Lopez. Lopez penetrates, moves it left corner. Marillion, Marillion going to the basket, lays it up and in. Miguel Marillion gets his first baskets. 16-11, Colby, as we hit 10 minutes to go in the first half. Out top, Huxema, 24 feet from the basket. Left wing side, Glennon, another open three, hits it again. Back-to-back triples for Andrew Glennon. 16-14 Colby, 9:45 to go in the half. Back into the forecourt, left-hand side, Marillion. Marillion gets it out top, Streveler. Streveler into lane, now corner, three-pointer, Marillion. Off the front iron, no good. Rebound, Lopez. Lopez drops it off beautifully. Missing the shot, Polipka, and this time the rebound is grabbed by Tyler Underwood. Good looks that time for Colby. Left wing side, Huxema. Huxema between the circles, Underwood. Underwood to Snyder, 25 feet from the basket. Left wing side, Huxema fakes the three. Huxema dribbles with the right hand. Hands it off to Tyler Underwood. Underwood between the circles, Huxema, right wing side, Glennon. Another three, rolls off, no good. Rebounds tipped up twice, still battle for, grabbed by Snyder. Snyder to Underwood. Underwood left block, forces up the shot, but stripped. Stripped by Streveler, and Streveler will bring it over the timeline for Colby. Streveler near the top of the key, moves it left wing side, Marillion. Marillion now dribbles, passes right hand side. Thrown away, trying to feed it with Fleischman, but picked off by Cody Ratke. Back up court comes Marathon. Right corner, with it is Glennon. Glennon now gives it off to Underwood, looking baseline. Underwood hits the cutter. To the right block, stripped is Huxema, goes out of bounds off of Colby. Warren back in, Wolfel back in for Marathon. Coming out will be Snyder and Underwood. Tucker Hayes back in for Colby, replacing Reed Fleischman. 8:32 to go, first half, 16-14 Colby. Colby is led throughout. Right, Huxema. Huxema, 22 feet from the basket. On the wing, to Glennon. Rotated left wing side. Radke. Radke back out top. Wolfel. Wolfel to the right wing to Glennon. Glennon dribbles with the right hand. Bounce pass. Posting up is Warren. Gets doubled. Looking for the cutter, but goes off the hands of Wolfel. I'm not sure if that's where the pass was actually going. I think he may have been trying to get it over to Radke, but in the line of that pass was Wolfel. Bounced off his fingers. Out of bounds. Turnover on Marathon. So again, Colby retains the lead. 16-14. 8:05 in the half. Bob Lena to Strevler, but saves it on the far sideline. Then throws it off the body of Andrew Glennon. Out of bounds. And the ball will stay with Colby. Inbounded right corner, Merlin. Hits Strevler. Strevler down low. Hayes. Hayes is blocked. Gets it back. Blocked again by Warren. Back-to-back blocks on Tucker Hayes by Grant Warren. Ball will stay with Colby. So now the Hornets will inbound on the near sideline. Right now, Coach James Blink wants a word with one of the officials, has a quick word, and now Colby will inbound in the corner on the near side. Miguel Marillin looking, left wing side. Three-point attempt for Polifka is no good. Rebound is grabbed by Radke for the Red Raiders. Now Marathon back up court, down by two. Over the timeline comes Wolfel. Wolfel hands it off to Huxema. Huxema 30 feet from the hole. Now between circles, Cody Radke, right wing side, Glennon. Into the right corner, Warren, looking down low. Huxema now rotated, left wing side. Radke, Radke back on the right to Glennon. Left open for a three. Little bit too strong, no good. Rebound is grabbed. Here comes Streveler. Streveler into the forecourt for Colby. And now he gets called for a double dribble. Ball was knocked away. Streveler trying to plead his case, but will not get the call. Turnover on Colby, gives it back to Marathon. .7:15 to go first half. 16-14 lead for Colby. Left-hand side, Andrew Glennon. Lobs it down low, Warren. Warren gets double-teamed. Warren forces his way out of trouble. Out top, three-pointer Radke. Back bracket, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Glennon, and he'll be fouled by Adrian Lopez. Tyler Underwood coming back in now for Marathon. That is the second foul on Lopez, number four on the team. But with two fouls, Lopez will take a seat. Reed Fleischman back in for Colby. Underwood takes the place of Cody Radke for Marathon. Inbounded underneath. It is Warren. Warren hits the cutter. Good look to Underwood, who lays it up. No good. Did a 360 around the iron, but would not drop in. It went completely around, but did not drop in for Underwood after the good feed from Warren. Back up court, Streveler. Streveler, left wing side, Polifka. Polifka dribbles with the right hand. Turns the corner into the lane. 10-footer off the window, no good. Rebound tipped twice, and now a foul on Colby. Jackson Polifka called for his second personal foul. And now Colby wants time. Timeout again brought to you by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street, Marathon City. 6:35 to go first half, 16-14. Colby back in a moment here on Bull Falls Radio.
Park City. Park City Auto Parts new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors. With vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro professional-grade brakes from Park City Auto Parts.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Park City.
For the past 75 years, County Materials has manufactured concrete construction and landscape products that are used to build the communities where Americans live, work, and play. It's a tough but rewarding job, and we rely on our team of nearly 2,000 hardworking people to get it done. County Materials is growing and looking for motivated, career-driven people to join our team. We offer on-the-job training, certification opportunities, and competitive pay and benefits. County Materials proudly welcomes those who serve. Join the team of an industry leader. Visit workatcounty.com to apply.
6 minutes and 35 seconds to go first half. 16-14, Colby with the lead over Marathon. Red Raiders with the basketball. With it on the right wing side is Cooper Huxema. He'll go up for a three and hit it. And for the first time tonight, the Red Raiders have the lead. 17-16 Marathon. Right corner, Polifka gets it out top of Marilla. Marilla left corner, Fleischman. And Fleischman will shuffle the feet before putting the ball to the hardwood on a baseline drive and be called for traveling. So the Raiders up by one will bring it up court. Tyler Underwood over the timeline for Marathon. Underwood dribbles, gets it off to Glennon. Glennon, about 28 feet from the basket, moves it right wing side, hucks him up. Back out top, Glennon looks into the lane. With it is Warren. Hits the cutter, going baseline to the basket and getting fouled on the shot attempt is Underwood. Taking the feed in the lane, about 7 feet from the hole was Warren. Nice look on the left-hand side to the cutting Tyler Underwood, and Underwood will head to the free throw line. First free throw is good. First free throw, 3 points in the game for Underwood. Tyler Underwood averaging 13.9 points per game. 6'3" and senior. Second free throw is no good, but Grant Warren will grab that rebound. Kicks it back out. Glennon, left wing side. Three-pointer for Wolfel. Little too strong, no good. And Polifka will grab the weak side rebound for Colby. Back up court, now come the Hornets. On the left-hand side, with it is Hayes. Gets it on the wing to Marillion. Marillion, 24 feet from the basket. Marillion now to the free throw line. Stops, and then throws it into the right corner. A miscommunication between him and Tucker Hayes. Hayes has started to move down the baseline. Ball flies out of bounds. Turnover on Colby, 5:34 to go. First half, Marathon will look to extend an 18-16 lead. Pass inside, doubled again is Grant Warren. Warren kicks it left-hand side. Now baseline, going up is Underwood, misses from five. Rebound, Warren lays it up and in. Easy cleanup job for Grant Warren. Another offensive board, another basket. He has 6 points, 20-16. Marathon by four. With it out top is Fleischman. Moves it to Marillion. Now posting up is Streveler. Streveler hits the cutter right underneath. Missing the layup is Hayes. Put back is no good by Marillion and goes out of bounds. Off of Colby. And the ball back over to Marathon. Seth Snyder back in now for Marathon. Colby has been stuck on 16 points a long time. They have been stuck after a very hot start. Their offense has been bogged down by some solid Marathon defense. Snyder, left wing side, Underwood. Underwood kicks it right wing. Glennon fakes the three. Glennon dribbles to the top of the key, now backs it between the circles. Left wing side, Underwood. Back out top, Glennon. Right wing side, Snyder. Looks inside. With it is Wolfel. Wolfel skips it. Left-hand side, Underwood. Penetrates, pulls up from seven, and gets the roll. Underwood hit the back iron, kissed off the window, and dropped in. 5 points for Tyler Underwood, and Marathon now leads by six, 22-16. 15-foot jumper way off the mark, no good for Joseph Streveler. Rebound to Drew Wolfel. Back up quickly come the Raiders. Left-hand side, baseline Underwood, kicks the left corner. Three-pointer for Snyder, hit the front iron, no good. Rebound is fought for, dug out by Streveler for Colby. Streveler will bring it back up court now for the Hornets. Works around the screen, moves it left-hand side, Polifka. Moves it right-wing side, Fleischman. Fleischman back on the left, Marillion. Marillion around the screen. Left corner, open three for Polifka. No good. Can't buy a basket right now is Colby. Rebound cleared by Warren. Back up court come the Raiders. Out top, Warren. Inside with it is Wolfel. Wolfel doubled, forced up the shot. Blocked, but a foul will be called. Tucker Hayes got the basketball, but the official says down low got part of the body as well. So free throws coming up for Drew Wolfel. That is bad news for Colby, the 6'7 sophomore Hayes, now with three personal fouls. First free throw is good for Wolfel. 17 fouls now on Colby, just one team foul in the game so far on Marathon. Huxema. And Huxema back in for the Raiders, replacing Andrew Glennon. Second free throw is good as well. 2-for-2 trip for Drew Wolfel, and a timeout called by Marathon. Again, Marathon Part City timeout. Marathon Part City, 401 Pine Street, Marathon City. 24-16 Marathon, 3:39 to go in the first half. Back in a moment here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Marathon Industrial Finishing is a proud supporter of Marathon High School Sports. Marathon Industrial Finishing is a state-of-the-art facility for abrasive blasting and painting. Our paint booths are equipped with heated cure cycles, greatly reducing cure times for those jobs that need to be completed quickly. We offer industrial and high-performance coatings to local fabricators, companies, and businesses throughout central Wisconsin. Check us out online at mifinishing.com. Marathon Industrial Finishing, a proud supporter of Marathon High School Sports.
It's been a big run here for Marathon. Raiders trailed 7-0 quickly, but the defense has turned up the wick and the offense has heated up, and now a 24-16 lead for Marathon. Pressure will be shown in the backcourt by the Raiders in the confusion, but fortunately for Colby, there was not much on the pass as Lopez was not looking for it, went right past him, but there to grab it was Marillion before it went out of bounds. Marillion, right wing side, into the right corner. Fleischman, three-pointer is good. Quick release by Reed Fleischman from the right corner, finally getting Colby off of 16. 24-19 Raiders, 3:13 to go in the first half. Underwood into the right corner. Cody Radke back out top. Open three for Underwood. Little bit strong, no good. Rebound again. Who else? Grant Warren. But then he's called for steps. Grant doesn't think so. Takes a shake of the head as he walks to the other end. Ball back over to Colby. 3 minutes even to go in the half. 5-point game. 24-19 Marathon. Left wing side, with it is Landon Steinman. Steinman moves it right wing, three-pointer for Lopez is no good. And the rebound, Grant Warren gets it ahead. Cooper Huxema. Huxema, right corner, Snyder. Slip, but held the pivot foot. Down low, Radke back to Snyder. Snyder moves it left wing side, Underwood. Underwood backs it up 25 feet from the hole. Right wing, three-pointer for Snyder is good. Landon Snyder from the right wing side. His first points. Back to an 8-point lead for the Raiders, 27-19. 2:25 to go in the first half. Left wing side, open three for Steinman is good. Landon Steinman from the left wing, left all by himself, hits it for Colby. Pass inside Underwood. Underwood lays it up and in. Quick transition back up court for the Raiders. Feed from Grant Warren on the outside to Underwood for the little kiss off the window. 29-22, it's 2 minutes to go in the half. Steinman near the top of the key. Right wing side, Lopez. Hits the cutter. Streveler. Left corner, wide open three for Steinman is no good. Rebound grab by Snyder. He'll push now for Marathon. Pass is deflected, stolen. Picked up by Streveler. Streveler over the timeline now for the Hornets. Streveler looking to penetrate. Streveler, left corner. Faking the threes, Marillion. Now back on the right wing side, Fleischman for three, short. Rebound, put back, no good by Marillion. Gets his own rebound, lays it up and in. Miguel Marillion, two rebounds and a basket. 29-24, minute 18 to go in the half. Marathon with the ball and a 5-point lead. In the right corner, with it is Cooper Huxema. Huxema works his way to the wing. Huxema now between the circles. Huxema still dribbles, now works around the screen. Pack out top, Tyler Underwood. Right wing side, Snyder. His pass deflected, but grabbed by Warren. Warren hits the cutter, Underwood. Underwood to the rack, lays it up and in. Another assist for Grant Warren. 9 points for Tyler Underwood. 31-24. Marathon, 45 seconds in the half. Colby back into the front court. Pass tipped away by Underwood. Battle for the ball, goes out of bounds off of... The referee doesn't know. Now he points, says it's Colby ball. Great hustle that time by Underwood. He will come out, as does Landon Snyder. Back in Andrew Glennon for the Raiders. Also back in for Marathon, Cody Radke. 36.6 seconds in the first half. 31-24, Marathon with the edge. Fleischman into the right corner, Lopez. Lopez to Streveler. Streveler dribble. Streveler almost had it knocked away, but chases it down. 23 seconds in the half. Streveler, left-hand side, Marillion. Marillion into the lane, kicks it back out. Three-pointer for Steinman. Back racket, no good. Rebound again for Colby. Missing the layup. Now rebound grabbed. Laid up, missed again. Two missed layups. First by Marillion, then by Streveler. 3 seconds. Right wing, three-pointer. Radke is short, no good, as the first half comes to an end. Boy, a pair of bunnies missed at the other end by Colby. So it's a seven-point lead for Marathon, 31-24 at the end of the first half of play. So, again, it was a slow start for the Raiders, but in the end, they turned a seven-point early deficit into a seven-point lead at the end of the first half. The Marathon Athletic Club wants you to know about upcoming activities at your Marathon schools. On Thursday, 6 p.m., wrestling, boys varsity quad at Stratford High School. On Friday, boys basketball JV2 game at 4:15 versus Prentice at the Marathon High School Wellness Center gym. At 5 o'clock on Friday, wrestling 6th, 7th, and 8th grade against multiple schools at the Cadott High School. At 5:30 on Friday, girls varsity game versus Prentice here at the Marathon High School gym. Boys basketball JV game versus Prentice at 5:30 on Friday. Basketball JV girls game versus Prentice. And then at 7:15 as well on Friday, boys varsity game versus Prentice here at Marathon High School. And then finally on Saturday, boys varsity tournament at Merrill High School. The Marathon Athletic Club supporting Marathon student athletes and their activities. Follow them on Facebook and become a supporter of Marathon High School student athletes. 31-24, Marathon leads Colby. Back in a moment here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
When it's time to remodel your home, it's time to call Underwood Construction. Underwood Construction specializes in roofing, siding, decks, garages, and tile installation. Kevin and Craig Underwood bring 15 years of experience to your project and are fully insured. Serving all of North Central Wisconsin's construction and remodeling needs, call Craig Underwood for a free estimate at 715-573-5755. Underwood Construction is a proud supporter of Marathon High School Sports.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
At People's State Bank, they always see the potential in helping communities throughout North Central Wisconsin. People's is a community bank that's proud of its legacy, but keeping an eye on the future, staffed with friends and neighbors ready to listen to you and find the best financial solution to help you see your potential. Visit your local People's State Bank location or bankpeoples.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons Screen Printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons Screen Printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons Screen Printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint@gmail.com.
And Chad Holmes back again from Marathon High School's gymnasium, where the Marathon Red Raiders, after a slow start, have taken a 7-point lead into the locker room against a very gritty Colby Hornets team. Let's take a look at the stats of the first half, brought to you by the Marathon Athletic Club, supporting Marathon student athletes and their activities. For the Hornets of Colby, 8 points scored by Adrian Lopez, a pair of 3-point field goals, and 2 for 2 at the free throw line. 4 points scored by Miguel Marillin on a pair of baskets. Joseph Streveler, who is the leading scorer for the Hornets at 19 points per game, held to 4 in the first half on a pair of baskets. A 3-point field goal for Reed Fleischman for 3 points. A 3-point field goal for Landon Steinman for 3. And 1 basket for 2 points for Tucker Hayes. 5 2-pointers, 4 3-pointers, and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line for the Hornets. For the Marathon Red Raiders, 9 points for Tyler Underwood. He had 4 2-point field goals and 1 for 2 at the free throw line. 6 points for Grant Warren. He had 3 2-point field goals. 6 points for Andrew Glennon on a pair of 3-point field goals. Drew Wolfel at 4, a basket and 2 for 2 at the free throw line. 3 points on a 3-point field goal for Cooper Huxema. 3 points on a 3-point field goal for Landon Snyder. For Marathon, 8 2-pointers, 4 3-pointers, and 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. 31-24, Marathon leading Colby. Next Marathon High School basketball broadcast will be a week from tonight as the Marathon Red Raiders will take on the Auburndale Eagles from Auburndale. You can hear the game live on the Sports 2 stream of BowFallsRadio.com and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame at 7 o'clock. Again, that's on the Sports 2 stream of BowFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app. Next Tuesday night, Marathon taking on Auburndale. That game will also air on delay following the conclusion of the doubleheader of boys and girls basketball between Wausau East and Wausau West. 31-24, Marathon over Colby. Second half is coming up next. This is Marathon Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
Twin Forest Products of Marathon is a full-service forestry company specializing in the careful, selective harvest of timber for private landowners, businesses, and governmental agencies. Twin brothers John and Jeff Lawrence work hard to uphold positive relationships with their customers, integrity of the logging profession, and safety in their operations. For more information and timber appraisals, call Twin Forest Products in Marathon at 715-443-2700 or go online at twinforestproducts.com.
We'll be right back.
Twin Forest Products of Marathon is a full-service forestry company specializing in the careful, selective harvest of timber for private landowners, businesses, and governmental agencies. Twin brothers John and Jeff Lawrence work hard to uphold positive relationships with their customers, integrity of the logging profession, and safety in their operations. For more information and timber appraisals, call Twin Forest Products in Marathon at 715-443-2700 or go online at twinforestproducts.com.
And Chad Holmes again from Marathon as we are set for the second half. Marathon Red Raiders 9-0 on the season, looking for number 10. It has not been easy. Colby has come in, thrown a very effective zone at the Raiders. Jumped out to an early lead, but then the Marathon defense shut down Colby for a big chunk of that first half and have taken a 31-24 lead heading to the second half. For the Raiders, looks like the same starting five as they started. Yep, it'll be Cooper Huxema, Drew Wolfel, Andrew Glennon, Tyler Underwood, and Grant Warren. Colby, Miguel Marillin, Jackson Polifka, Adrian Lopez, Joseph Streveler, and Tucker Hayes. Colby inbounds. Left-hand side, Hayes, 21 feet from the basket. Here comes the double team. Lost the ball. Good double that time by Wolfel. Picked up by Huxema. Huxema back to Wolfel. Open three. Back bracket no good from just right at the top of the key. Rebound tipped, grabbed by Streveler. Now a 2-on-0 going to the basket, laid up and in by Streveler. Boy, the Raiders just did not get back, and Streveler beat them 31-26. Pass inside. Good look. Laid up and in by Drew Wolfel. Nice feed again from out top by Grant Warren. Another assist for the big man. 33-26 Marathon. 17-17 to go. Right wing side, Marillin. Marillin, 27 feet from the basket. Marillin looking to penetrate, kicks it back out top to Hayes. Hayes gives it off to Streveler. Streveler, little crossover. Right-hand side, Polifka. Polifka goes baseline, and a block will be called on Cooper Huxema. Bang, bang, call. Could have gone as a charge. Goes as a block. Only the second foul called on Marathon the entire night. Colby will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Left corner, open three for Lopez is no good. Weak side rebounds, grabbed by Grant Warren. Warren will bring it back up court now for Marathon. Left-hand side, with it is Cooper Huxema. Back out top, now with his Underwood. Penetrates, little floater from six, rattles out, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Warren, lays it up and in. Another board for Grant Warren. He has 8 points. 35-26 Raiders, biggest lead of the night for Marathon. Left-hand side, Streveler. Streveler around the screen. Goes up from 16, hits it. Joseph Streveler from the left-hand side. He has 4.5, 8 in the game. Came in averaging 19 per outing. 35-28. Football score here, 16-17 to go. Left-hand side, Underwood. Left corner, Glennon. Glennon back out top, Underwood. Underwood moves it right wing side, Huxema. Huxema, 26 feet from the basket. Now Underwood penetrates. Underwood stops. Back out top. Now right wing, three-pointer, Huxema, no good. Rebound off the hands of Glennon, but taken away by Polifka. Walking up court now is Adrian Lopez for Colby. Moves it left-hand side, Streveler. Right in his grill is Cooper Huxema. Around the screen, pick and roll, Hayes. Hayes went to the basket, missed the shot. Rebound laid up and in by Polifka. Polifka follows up. So Polifka gets his first basket. 35-30. 15-24 to go. Right corner with it is Wolfel. Wolfel into the lane, has stripped and stolen. Picked up by Polifka. Polifka would all bring it up court. Now right-hand side. With it is Marillin. Gets it to a wide-open Polifka. Misses the three-pointer. Rebound snagged by Grant Warren. Still 35-30, 15 minutes to go. Red Raiders back up court. Left wing side, Glennon. Glennon, 26 feet from the basket. Now left corner, Underwood, 14-footer, rolls off, no good. Rebound grabbed by Lopez for Colby. Pass ahead. With it is Shreveler. Shreveler gets bumped, and he'll be fouled before the shot. Second foul on the Raiders in the second half. Second on Cooper Huxema. Colby will inbound. Pass knocked away. Getting a hand on it was Warren. Colby will keep it. Left corner. Three-pointer Palifka is a little bit strong, no good. Rebound Hayes. Hayes goes up over the top of Warren. Hit nothing but backboard. Intimidated by Grant Warren's block attempt that time was Hayes. Back up court now Marathon. Right wing side Glennon. Lobs it down low. With it is Warren. Warren working against Hayes. Gets doubled. Now moves it left-hand side. Underwood. Open for a three. Way off the mark. Nothing but backboard. Rebounds grabbed by Lopez. Back into the forecourt comes Colby trying to cut a five-point deficit. 35-30 Marathon. 14-10 to go. Streveler gets it out top. Polivka. Right wing side. Marillion. Back between the circles. Streveler. Now he'll penetrate. Good pass underneath. Laid up and in by Polivka. Boy, a penetration by Shreveler and a nice feed to Palifka. 35-32, a 6-0 run. Down the lane to the basket. Hitting the shot is Grant Warren. He'll be fouled and get a chance at the free throw line for a 3-point play. That will be the fourth personal foul on Tucker Hayes. He's going to be forced to take a seat on the bench. Substitutes for the Red Raiders. Cody Radke and Landon Snyder in. So now, double figures for Grant Ward. He has 10 points. Free throw is good. Five in the half, 11 in the game for Warren. 38-32 Raiders, 13:47 to go. Marillion penetrates, floater from 13, nothing but backboard. Another rebound for Grant Warren. Back up court comes Marathon. With it out top, Cooper Huxema. Huxema, right wing side, Snyder, back out top, Underwood, left hand side. With it is Radke. Radke down low, Warren. Warren reverse layup is good. The reverse layup, nicely done by Warren. 40-32, 5 points in a row now for the Raiders. 13:15 left. Lopez, left-hand side. Lopez moves it further down into the corner to Steinman. Now back out top, Shreveler. Shreveler, half-court trapping zone here for the Raiders. Right wing side, Shreveler. Shreveler, back near the timeline, moves it to Lopez. Lopez, further left to Steinman. Steinman, top of the key, Shreveler. Look down low. Grab is made by Palifka. Blocking his shot is Grant Warren. Here come the Raiders. Pass ahead, Radke. Radke underneath. Banks it up and in. First points for Cody Radke. And for the first time tonight, a double-digit lead. Marathon on a 7-0 run takes a 42-32 lead. Timeout brought to you by Marathon Part City. 401 Pine Street, Marathon City. Back in a moment here on... Back here in a moment here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Marathon City Sports Center is open for carryout orders. All of their delicious menu items are available, including their fresh homemade pizzas, burgers, sandwiches, and, of course, fish fries. Call in your order to Marathon City Sports Center at 715-443-2522 on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 4 till 8, Thursdays through Sundays from 11 till 8. Everyone at Marathon City Sports Center at the top of the hill in Marathon hopes you and family stay safe and healthy.
42-32 Marathon over Colby, 12:41 to go in the second half. Colby had got it to within three after scoring 6 points in a row, but the Raiders have responded. Back into the lane, Shreveler, 13-footer, rolls off, no good. Rebound is battled for, dug out finally by Cody Radke for Marathon. Marathon back into the front court. Underwood, left corner, taken by Warren. 16-footer is good. Showing the touch from the outside. Left corner J for Grant Warren. Grant having a big second half. 9 in the half, 15 in the game. 44-32 Marathon. Left corner. With it is Lopez. Lopez on the wing. Polivka. Between the circles, Streveler. Streveler to Polinka. Left wing side. Deep left corner. Lopez goes up for three and hits it. Adrian Lopez with his third triple of the game. He has 11 points. 44-35. Marathon. 11:47 left. Raiders, left-hand side, Radke. Radke looking inside, trying to post up his Underwood. Now gets the ball to Underwood. Underwood in the lane. Ball fake. Up with the right-hander. Hits it from 4 feet away. Good patience underneath by Tyler Underwood. He is in double figures with 11, 46-35. 11-point lead for Marathon. 11:27 to go. Pass out top, taken by Streveler. Center circle, Polivka. Polivka to the free throw line. He's lost his balance, falls down, and gets called for traveling. Cooper Huxema back in for Marathon, replacing Tyler Underwood. Marathon back into the front court. Between the circles, Landon Snyder. Snyder works his way left. Hands it off. With it is Huxema. Huxema up for a three-pointer. Hits it. Holding that finish. Watching it go nothing but net is Cooper Huxema. His second triple. He has 6 points in the game. 14-point edge now for Marathon, 49-35. In the lane, Streveler, 12-footer, rolls down. Streveler, 6.5, 10 in the game. 49-37, Marathon by a dozen. Out top with it is Wolfel. Wolfel, right-hand side, Cody Radke. Back to Wolfel, gets it out top, Huxema. Left-hand side, three-pointer for Warren. Hits it and hit the iron, went high off the window and drops in. Soft touch for Warren, shooter's roll. Grant Warren, first triple of the game, 52-37, Marathon, 10:17 to go. 12.5, 18 in the game now for Warren. Streveler, left-hand side, Polivka, left corner. Three-pointer for Lopez is no good. Fight for the board, tipped up and grabbed by Warren. Ahead, with it is Snyder. Snyder to the hole, lays it up and in, gets the basket and a foul. Good finish by Landon Snyder. Takes the contact and now a chance at the stripe. Landon Steinman called for his first team foul on the Hornets in the second half. Substitution is coming out for a well-deserved break is Grant Warren. Again, he has a dozen here in the second half. And Snyder's free throw is good. All of a sudden, an 18-point lead for the Raiders. Out top, Streveler. Streveler penetrates. Tried to drop it down low, but tipped out of bounds, and it will stay with Colby. Don't forget tomorrow night, the big high school sports show, 6 till 8 p.m. here on Bow Falls Radio. Give you the details on our guests coming up. Left corner with it is Marillion. Marillion tried to drop it down low, but throws it out of bounds. Was it touched? Officials looking at it. And it will be Marathon basketball. Tomorrow at 6:20, Nate Lemons, the Wausau West Boys basketball coach, will be our guest. And then at 7 o'clock, our student athlete guest from Mosinee High School. And as we're back into play, we'll give that to you in a moment. With it is Snyder. Snyder back over to Huxema. Huxema moves it right-hand side. Cody Radke inside. With it is Wolfel. Ball fake, but he takes an extra step, and that will be a turnover. Keegan Jerschely from Mosinee, three-sport athlete, will join us at 7 o'clock. After a short break, Warren back in. Seth Snyder will take a seat. 55-37, 19 to go in the second half. Into the front court comes Colby. Left corner, Lopez. Pass out top, nearly stolen, but grabbed by Polivka. Moves it right-hand side, Marillion. Marillion, right corner, Jay is no good from 14. Rebound is grabbed by Hayes. Lost it, but gets it back. Lopez, left-hand side. And now a foul will be called on Drew Wolfel. Andrew Glennon back in, replacing Wolfel. His second foul. team foul number three on the Raiders. Inbounded by Colby. Right hand side, Marillion. Back on the wing, Streveler. Streveler looks down low. Hayes will go up in one motion, kiss it off the window and drop it in. Tucker Hayes with his second basket. He has 4 points. 55-39. Marathon, 8:40 to go. Tyler Underwood out top, Huxema. Right wing side, Glennon. Glennon, 23 feet from the basket. Huxema swings it down low. With it is Grant Warren. Warren, good pass to Tyler Underwood, who lays it up and in. Boy, Warren must be knocking the door of a triple-double with points, rebounds, and assists tonight. Into the lane, Streveler goes up. No good. Rebound Hayes, no good. And Grant Warren will grab that rebound. Pass ahead. Huxema. Huxema, left wing. Gets it back out top. Underwood, right wing side, Glennon, open for a three and hits it. Glennon's third triple of the game. He has 9 points. 60-39 Marathon, 7:53 to go. Pass down low. Marillion has it bounce off his hands and picked up by Underwood. Pass ahead to Warren. Warren down low. Rathke back to Warren. He'll be stripped as he went up for the shot. Picked up by Jackson Polivka. Polivka stops near the timeline, swings it left, taken by Marillion, and Marillion is bumped and fouled by Glennon. Only the fourth team foul on the Raiders, number one on Glennon. Drew Wolfel back in for Marathon, takes the place of Cody Rathke. Colby with it is Streveler. Streveler moves it right-hand side to Fleischman. Hits the cutter, Streveler. Streveler goes up from 10, was partially blocked. Getting a hand on it was Warren. Rebounds grabbed by Marathon. Back up court comes Underwood, left-hand side. Now down low, Warren. Warren moves it right-hand side to Glennon. He'll try a three and hit it again. Another assist for Warren, another triple for Andrew Glennon, and a timeout on the floor. Timeout brought to you by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street. Oh, nope, apparently it was not a timeout. Just a whistle blew, no timeout. Still, every timeout brought to you by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. 63-39, 7:05 to go. Pass left-hand side, taken by Polivka. Now right-hand side, open three for Fleischman, hits it. Reed Fleischman from the right corner, his second triple. Seven threes in the game for Colby, 63-42. Top of the key, Warren, off to the left on that three-pointer. Rebound, Tyler Underwood lays it up and in. And now it will be a timeout called by Marathon. Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. 6:41 to go, 65-41, Marathon with the lead here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12.
City. It's Superstart Battery Month at Park City Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Superstart batteries. We'll even test your old battery for free at participating stores. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries at Park City Auto Parts.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Park City.
For the past 75 years, County Materials has manufactured concrete construction and landscape products that are used to build the communities where Americans live, work, and play. It's a tough but rewarding job, and we rely on our team of nearly 2,000 hardworking people to get it done. County Materials is growing and looking for motivated, career-driven people to join our team. We offer on-the-job training, certification opportunities, and competitive pay and benefits. County Materials proudly welcomes those who serve. Join the team of an industry leader. Visit workatcounty.com to apply.
6 minutes and 41 seconds to go in the second half. 65-42, a 23-point edge for the Marathon Red Raiders. Game that was much closer for much of the evening, but Marathon has come out and really carved things up nicely offensively. Good passing, good shooting, good everything offensively here for the Raiders in the second half. Fleischman moves it right wing side, taken by Hayes. Hayes tried to hand it off, was deflected, but gets it back. Now Streveler. Streveler near the top of the key. Streveler in the lane, 360, goes up with the left hand and drops it in. Joseph Streveler, 8 of his 12 in the second half, 65-44. Marathon back into the front court. Lennon, left corner, Underwood, post baseline, floater from 7 is good. Boy, right now the offense is just purring for the Red Raiders. 17 on the night for Tyler Underwood, 67-44. Right-hand side, tipped away from Polifka. He tried to hand it to Lopez, goes out of bounds, stays with Colby. Wilson Marks will make his first appearance here for the Red Raiders. Taking a break, Andrew Glennon. Again, the Raiders playing without true thirds. Inside, missing is Hayes. Again, going up and putting pressure on that shot was Grant Warren. Pass on the right-hand side, tipped away out of bounds by Polifka. It will stay with Marathon. But again, True Thirst sitting in his street clothes tonight. He was being looked at in the trainer's room beforehand. Ultimately decided he could not go this evening. That's a significant loss for Marathon, but like earlier this season when we saw them against Neillsville, when Tyler Underwood was out with the illness, Raiders have the depth to be able to make it up in terms of missing a very significant player. Wolfel into the lane. Wolfel up from 3, no good. Rebound is fought for. Again, Grant Warren will grab it, and he'll be fouled. Jackson Polifka called for the personal. Number 3 on him. Inbounded out top. Taken by Wolfel. Left wing side. Wilson Marks. Inside. Huxema. Huxema. Good feet underneath. Laid up and in by Grant Warren. 20 on the night now for Warren. 69-44 with 5:10 to go. Streveler. Right wing side. With it is Hayes. Hayes lost his balance. Slips down and he is out of bounds. Ball goes back over to Marathon. Tyler Underwood will come back in now for the Raiders. Over the timeline, Huxema for Marathon. Huxema about 25 feet from the basket, dribbles. Still pounds the hardwood. Now trying to penetrate, a little pick and roll, but lost the basketball. It'll be dug out by Polifka for Colby. Back up court now come the Hornets. Over the timeline for Colby is Adrian Lopez. His pass deflected, but saved in the center circle by Streveler. Streveler near the top of the key. Streveler, 360 on the dribble, goes to the hole, lays it up, no good. Rebound, Grant Warren. Warren dribbles. Warren into the lane. Warren to the basket and hits the layup. Is showing some guts to step in was Landon Steinman to try to get the contact and the charge. But nice job by Warren to avoid the charge, get the basket. Another one for Grant Warren. Three-pointer from Steinman from the right wing is good. Wilson Marks with the rebound. Here comes Marks. Marks lost it. Picked up by Lopez. Lopez will bring it the other way now for Colby. Right-hand side, Fleischman into the right corner is Steinman. Gets it out top to Lopez. Now Steinman into the lane. Goes up with the left-hander. High off the window, no good. And the rebound is grabbed by Drew Wolfel for Marathon. 3:45 to go. 71-44. Marathon with the lead. Near the center circle. Hucks him up. Moves it right wing side to Wilson Marks. Posting up, Grant Warren. Warren turns, hits from 8 feet away. What a second half it's been for Warren. 18 in the half, 24 in the game. 3:20 to go in the game, 73-44 Marathon. Out top, Streveler is blocked. Cooper Huxema with the block. Ahead to Warren. Warren will slam it home. Started with the defensive play by Huxema. Ends with the Grant Warren slam, and that might do it for the starters. 5 new players coming in for Marathon. Coming out, Huxema, Wolfel, Warren, Underwood, and Glennon, the 5 starters. In for Marathon, Nathan Hoopsch, Blake Kraft, Wilson Marks is still in. Actually, he's come back in. Cody Ratke as well, and Landon Snyder back in as well. Still in 3:05 left, 75-44. A dominant second half here for the Raiders, and a turnover on Colby. Braden Johnson just came in, had that ball go right between his hands, out of bounds. So Marathon gets it back. Ian Shuda getting set to come in for the Red Raiders. Cody Radke will take a seat. So Marathon, they'll be back in action Friday night here. Taking on Prentice as part of a girls-boys twin bill. But that big one coming up next Tuesday night at Auburndale. Tom Weaver will be on the call next Tuesday from Auburndale. Pass tip, grabbing it left-hand side, Blake Kraft. Kraft moves it left corner. Shoot up, back out top to Snyder. Bounce pass, right wing side, Wilson Marks in the right corner. Nathan Hoops, he'll try the 15-footer, no good. Rebound grabbed underneath, put back, no good by Kraft. Gets his own board, ball is stripped, however. And now ball's tipped and grabbed again by Kraft. Kraft to hold it, moves it left-hand side. Ian Shuda. Shuda, 20 feet from the hole. Left corner, Snyder. Snyder gets it back out top, taken there by Kraft. Now right wing side, Wilson Marks. Back on the left wing side, Snyder. Deep left corner, Shuda gives it off to Snyder. Half court play here for the Raiders with 2 minutes even to go. In the right corner, with it is Hoops. Now on the wing, taken there by Marks. Marks skips it left wing side to Shuda. Shuda, bounce pass out top. Rotated right wing side to Kraft. Kraft into the right corner. Hoops. Good pass down low. Grabbed by Shuda. Lays it up. No good. Fight for the board. Grabbed by Marathon and Landon Snyder. Back inside with it is Hoops. Now right wing side Snyder. Snyder. One dribble. Now needs some help. But pass is picked off. Grabbing it is Marillion for Colby. 1:25 to go. 75-44. And now a whistle and a palming the basketball called on Colby. But again, next broadcast next Tuesday from Auburndale for the Marathon Boys. Game will be heard live on the Sports 2 stream of BullFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app. And then on tape delay following the Wausau West, Wausau East basketball twin bill. But again, if you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, really the best way to tune in on your phone. Left-hand side, three-pointer for Ian Shuda is good. Shuda gets on, oh, and then he goes down on the left-wing side, holding his right ankle. I think he may have landed on the defender coming in. And he's going to be helped to his feet by Coach Jacobson and then walk off under his own power. It was a case, I believe, Shuda went up, released the shot. It went down for three-point range. As he came down, he landed on the foot of a Colby defender and twisted that ankle. It looks like he'll be okay. 78-44 with 47 seconds to go. Fumbling the basketball, Isaac Carrera for Colby, picked up by Marathon. So the Raiders on their way to a 10th win in a row to start their season. Right-hand side, Hoops, tries a three and hits it. Boy, Nathan Hoops gets in on this offensive act for the Marathon Red Raiders. 81-44. Right wing side, with it is Carrera. Gets it out top to Fleischman. Fleischman down the lane to the basket, lays it up and in. Reed Fleischman with 8 points. 13 seconds to go, 81-46. And it looks like the Red Raiders will milk the final seconds. 50 points in the second half for Marathon. They outscore Colby 50-22 to turn a 7-point halftime lead into an 81-46 victory. Colby over Marathon. We'll have our post-game show coming up, brought to you by Marathon Part City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. 81-46 Raiders over the Colby Hornets. We'll have the post-game in mere moments here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Marathon Industrial Finishing is a proud supporter of Marathon High School Sports. Marathon Industrial Finishing is a state-of-the-art facility for abrasive blasting and painting. Our paint booths are equipped with heated cure cycles, greatly reducing cure times for those jobs that need to be completed quickly. We offer industrial and high-performance coatings to local fabricators, companies, and businesses throughout central Wisconsin. Check us out online at mifinishing.com. Marathon Industrial Finishing, a proud supporter of Marathon High School Sports.
When it's time to remodel your home, it's time to call Underwood Construction. Underwood Construction specializes in roofing, siding, decks, garages, and tile installation. Kevin and Craig Underwood bring 15 years of experience to your project and are fully insured. Serving all of North Central Wisconsin's construction and remodeling needs, call Craig Underwood for a free estimate at 715-573-5754. Underwood Construction is a proud supporter of Marathon High School Sports.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
Marathon boys basketball team improves to 10-0 on the season, defeating the Colby Hornets tonight by a score of 81-46. Again, our post-game show brought to you by Marathon Parts City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Let's look at the numbers of this one. For the Colby Hornets, Joseph Streveler led the way with 12 points. He had 6 2-point field goals. 11 points for Adrian Lopez, 3 3-pointers, and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. Those were the only two players in double figures tonight for Colby. 8 points scored by Reed Fleischman, a pair of 3-pointers and a 2-pointer. 4 points for Miguel Morillon on a pair of baskets. 4 points for Jackson Polifka, he had a pair of baskets. 4 points on 2 baskets for Tucker Hayes. A 3-point field goal for 3 points for Landon Steinman. And that would be it for the Hornets. 13 2-pointers, 6 3-pointers, 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. We did not see many free throws tonight, just a grand total of 8 between the two teams. 2 for 2 at the stripe for Colby, and that led to 46 total points. For the Marathon Red Raiders, 26 points, including 20 in the second half for Grant Warren. He had 11 2-pointers, a 3-pointer, and 1 out of 1 at the free throw line. 17 points tonight for Tyler Underwood. He had 8 2-point field goals and was 1 for 2 at the free throw line. 12 points for Andrew Glennon on 4 3-point field goals. 6 points for Landon Snyder. He had 1 2-pointer, a 3-pointer, and 1 for 1 at the stripe. 6 points for Drew Wolfel. He had a pair of baskets, 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Pair of 3-point field goals for Cooper Huxema for 6 points. 3 points on a 3-point field goal for Nathan Hoopsch. Ian Shuda had a 3-point field goal for 3 points. 1 basket for 2 points for Cody Radke. 23 2-pointers, 10 3-pointers, 5 out of 6 at the free throw line tonight for the Marathon Red Raiders. Time now for our player of the game, brought to you by Twin Forest Products, a full-service forestry company specializing in the careful, selective harvest of timber for private landowners, businesses, and governmental agencies, twinforestproducts.com. Well, the big spark in that 50-22 edge in the second half, Grant Warren. Warren with 20 of his 26 points, sparking Marathon to turn what was a tight one into a blowout. So Grant Warren with his 26 points and perhaps a triple-double. I don't have his rebounding or assist numbers, but he was doing it on both ends in all ways. Grant Warren, our Twin Forest Products player of the game. So again, Marathon now 10-0 on the season. Colby drops to 4-4. Again, the next Marathon broadcast next Tuesday night, Marathon at Auburndale. Again, you can hear the game live on the Sports 2 stream of BullFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app starting at 7 and on tape delay following the Wausau West, Wausau East basketball doubleheader on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Also, don't forget tomorrow, again, we will have the big high school sports show from 6 until 8 p.m. right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Jeff Gress and myself will recap what's been going on in high school basketball and hockey. And also, we will have a couple of special guests at 6:20, our coach guest for this week, the head boys basketball coach of the 8-3 Wausau West Warriors, Nate Lemons. He'll be joining us at 6:20. And then at 7 o'clock, our student athlete guest for this week from the Mosinee High School Indians, football, basketball, and baseball squads, as we'll be talking to Keegan Gershley. So that's Nate Lemons at 6:20, Keegan Gershley at 7, 6 till 8 p.m. tomorrow night, the big high school sports show on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. But here tonight, it's the Marathon Red Raiders, now 10-0 on the season, knocking off the Colby Hornets by a score of 81-46. Thanks to all of our sponsors, without whose help we cannot bring you high school basketball with the Marathon Red Raiders here on Bull Falls Radio, and thanks to you for joining us. I'm Chad Holmes. This has been Marathon High School Basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
This has been Marathon High School Sports on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Marathon High School Sports has been brought to you by Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Clover Belt Credit Union, Sun Printing, the Dirks Group, Richter's of Little Chicago, Fisher Transportation, Four Seasons Screen Printing, County Materials, Twin Forest Products, the Marathon Athletic Club, Marathon Cheese, the Marathon City Sports Center, Marathon Family Dentistry, Marathon Park City, Mark's Chiropractic, the People's State Bank, Subway of Marathon, Picks and Pieces Photo Management, and Underwood Construction. Thanks for joining us for Marathon High School Sports on your home for the Red Raiders, Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.